Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
The Conservation Department says two bucks were found decapitated in northwestern Missouri's Livingston County. The department shared on social media yesterday that the two bucks were found with their heads cut off near Highway J. The department stated the animals that were shot with large caliber rifles may have been discarded between December 5th and 6th. The state's treasurer's office is working with another agency to bring some good news to Missourians filing for unemployment. As Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick explains, the state had unclaimed property and money, and when COVID-19 hit the economy, thousands of citizens lost their jobs. To date, the treasurer's office has connected citizens to more than $886,000 of their own money. That money could be security deposits, stock dividends, or safe deposit boxes. Fitzpatrick says this was a creative way to find people to get them their money back.
You don't have to have filed for unemployment to have unclaimed property. This is something that can happen to anybody, anywhere in the state. And we would encourage anybody who hears this to go to showmemoney.com and search your name or your relative's name for unclaimed property.
Legislation aimed at providing forensic investigators with better access to crime and crash scenes has been filed by a mid-Missouri state lawmaker. Ashland State Representative Sarah Walsh says forensic investigators often can't get past the vehicles backed up at the scene.
It would allow forensic investigators, coroners, and medical examiners to display fixed flashing or rotating red or blue lights on their vehicle when they're responding to a crime scene or accident.
Under current Missouri law, forensic investigators are not authorized to use lights or sirens when responding to scenes. Walsh notes that in some interstate traffic fatalities, vehicles are backed up for miles, and drivers often refuse to allow unidentified forensic investigators to cut through traffic. The CDC has boots on the ground in Missouri to help local K-12 schools and public health leaders analyze their COVID-19 measures. The first-ever pilot project will track COVID-19 infections among students and staff based upon whether they were wearing masks in school when they came into close contact with someone infected with the virus. During a Board of Education meeting this week, State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education spokeswoman Mallory McGowan says participation is voluntary.
The project will also involve a survey of school-based mitigation strategies. That survey will be sent to schools throughout the state to help the researchers and medical professionals working on this project better understand the measures that are being implemented across the state.
Schools participating in the project are being identified in St. Charles, St. Louis, and Greene counties. And the National Weather Service says to expect temperatures in the 60s today before rain moves in tomorrow. Snow is expected overnight tomorrow night into Saturday for extreme northwestern Missouri. You're listening to News on Missouri Net.